Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hassett, Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank here on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous outside.
Love it while you can. You know how many other convertibles I saw with the top down on my way here? I do love that, but of course I would have been all, not that you could see me while we're on the air, but I would have been all windblown and
right.
I need to do some videos after we get done here. So,
oh, there you go.
I don't want to be all cattywampus with the headgear.
Gotta be all well-coiffed and everything. Good.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, I always call myself coiffed. Okay. You know what? Do you know what I did this morning?
Hmm.
I guess that's a no.
That would be a no. No. I can think of a few things to verbalize, and enunciate.
So this morning, I signed up for this event several months ago, and not really thinking that it was going to be so much about the real estate space. So there's a company locally called the Registry of Puget Sound,
mm-hmm.
and they do all kinds of commercial real estate news. And I've used some of their materials on this show before. I don't know if you recognize that name at all, Eric? No. I track a lot because they're always tracking like what the big deals are going on in the Puget Sound region in terms of what major properties are exchanging hands and what big financing deals have happened and what and what, upside,
So it's kind of almost like Puget Sound Business Journal does something
a bit, but it's just focused purely on the real estate piece, right? So, because other things like 425 Business and Puget Sound Business Journal, they focus on business with an element of real estate. But these guys, they're 100% focused, and there's news all the time around that space. But this event, this was the third event that they've put on so far in our area, and this one was called Culture, Workplace, and Design. And they had a pretty interesting panel. They had a woman named Dr. Linda Wagner, who's a PhD with Calibrate Work Ecosystems. And what she was talking about was, how space, kind of affects people in the workplace. Mm-hmm. And just talking about the psychology of our workforce today and how the spaces that we provide for them need to change and kind of what we as a nation are exporting to other parts of the world and with other parts of the world as we have more and more people, particularly in Puget Sound, are bringing with them into our workspaces here,
Makes sense.
And how it's really affecting. Because I don't know if you've ever looked at, one of my favorite articles every month inside of 425 Business is one called Office Envy.
Yeah.
And so like this last month they had Google's campus over on the east side. Super cool stuff going on. Another one that they recently had, now I'm going to forget the name. It's like Innovation Designs or something like that. It's over in the Issaquah space. Really, really cool things that are happening. And that particular innovation studio is targeted on taking a lot of what Bill Gates is trying to infuse into economies outside of the U.S. Where people are, they don't
mostly through his foundation. Yeah,
it's not always his foundation work, but it is stuff that they take into areas that are developing and are still struggling economically, right? Mm-hmm. So it's things that they can't do for themselves that they're bringing into their economies, and I just love that space. And those articles, because you get some insight into the types of businesses that are around, how they do their spaces, how it affects their workflow.
Sure.
But then the people they had on the panel, so they had a gentleman, Brian Collins from Microsoft, Eric Hollenbeck from Redfin.
Okay.
Michael Ross from Tableau Software, John Rousseau from a company called Artifact, and the moderator was Ryan Haynes from Gensler. And we just talked a lot about how your space affects, productivity.
Sure.
Right? And I'm really
totally
deeply
relevant
into this
yeah.
because, as you know, we've talked about on the show quite a bit, our team is up to 10 people now.
Right.
And so Team Reba is looking for a commercial space.
Yeah.
And I'm considering purchasing a commercial space that can also be a collaborative workspace besides just my team. Kind of like a mini WeWork.
Get someone else to pay some rent too. Doesn't hurt.
Well, I mean, that's part of it because it's easier to get a business loan if you can show that you're going to have tenants and you can do all those kinds of things. But then they also brought up the concept of WeWork.
Mm-hmm.
And we're debating kind of, a single user type versus that collaborative WeWork space. I was actually surprised at how many of them seem to have kind of a negative connotation about WeWork.
Well,
have you been into one of their spaces?
No, I haven't. Okay. Why don't you describe it a little bit?
Well, so, I mean, WeWork is, you know, just like I mentioned, it's like it's a co-working space where people can get a short-term lease, because this is one of the challenges in commercial space, right? Like, where a lot of business owners struggle, because I get this all the time, like, especially being on the board for the Chamber of Commerce.
Sure.
You know, I'm pretty visible down in the Renton area. And so I'll get phone calls, or people see my Yelp ads and they contact me about commercial, and I'll start digging through and asking questions. And what are you looking for? And why do you need it? And, you know, what's your budget? And how long do you want to lease?
Sure.
And what a lot of people don't understand about the commercial space, especially when you're a small company, why they struggle to find a commercial real estate agent to work with them is because of the comp structure. The right. compensation mm-hmm. structure is not geared to incentivize, you know, a commercial real estate agent to work with a small business. Because what the consumers don't know, or what that business owner doesn't realize, is that how they're compensated is taken by the length of the term of the lease, by the monthly rent, mm-hmm. right? So if you have someone who can only afford $2,000 a month and they want a 1-year lease,
mm-hmm. yeah, there's not
the compensation
very much
is not comp much, for and the, that takes a lot broker. Of time.
Right.
Because here's one of the things that's also interesting about the commercial space is that is even more difficult to find the spaces, because they have things that they allow, such as pocket listings, meaning an agent can just hold that listing only for themselves mm-hmm. and not promote it out to outside resources or put it
onto... Things that would be prohibited on the residential side.
Correct, because mm-hmm. the Northwest Multiple Listing Service will not allow pocket listings. Mm-hmm. And so all residential agents who are members there must put their information into mm-hmm. that system. And the commercial space, there's not only the Commercial Brokers Association locally, but you can also put it on things like LoopNet, you know, and there's other large commercial sites.
Sure.
So if someone decides to only put their stuff on LoopNet but not put it on the Commercial Brokers Association site, or someone's only a member of the Northwest Multiple, which does have a commercial section,
right,
it becomes very, very difficult for an individual agent to try and track down what someone's going to look for. And then again, if the compensation's not there, they kind of avoid it. So another example outside of WeWork, because WeWork is newer, and what they're doing is they're going outside the traditional. So if you go look at, say, a Regus mm-hmm. setup, Regus is in multiple areas around Puget Sound and across the United States, mm-hmm. and they're kind of your typical workspace, meaning mm-hmm. you can rent just an office for maybe 3 months as a minimum. You can go multi-month, multi-year mm-hmm. sure, if you'd like, sure. and you have room for potential expansion, and you can just, you can move within the space, sure. but it's all this like set office furniture, kind of mm-hmm. like the studio here where mm-hmm. we've got these desks. We can't do jack about right. where any of right. this stuff is located.
Yeah, it's executive space.
Yeah. yeah. And mm-hmm. then, but WeWork has more open, collaborative, and they look like all these really cool spaces that we see in the tech mm-hmm. systems right
sure,
now.
Sure.
But the thing is you're not guaranteed the same space all the time, because they move people around based on their needs. So mm-hmm. even if you sign a lease with them, and that's where some people are starting to kind of find that they're falling out of love with the concept of WeWork, mm-hmm. is that they can think that they might have a certain space set up, but they can be booted from that space if another vendor comes in and says, no, I need this. And so, and it's up to to decide.
Depending on your business, that wouldn't necessarily promote the stability that some businesses
exactly.
need to see.
And especially when you're trying to build culture and all of that. So, you know, if you're constantly like, whoa, now we're over here. Oh, wait, no, now we're over here.
I thought you were going with, just sort of open, like there's certain offices that have cubicles, some have mm-hmm. offices, some have like an open floor space. And my son actually left a job because mm-hmm. of the work environment. It was an open floor space, and he sat right next to a guy that mm-hmm. had about 50 ums per minute, and it just
that would drive
made
me nuts
my son
too.
Go nuts. It just went absolutely nuts. He just couldn't stand it.
Yeah.
Finally, he's like, that's it. He moved across the office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guess what? That guy followed him there. You know, he likes him. So.
Oh, seriously?
The ums followed him throughout the office. Yeah, it was horrible. And he finally just couldn't take it any longer. Yeah.
He Okay. That's interesting. But he never felt that he could say something to the guy? Too polite.
Too polite. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There were other issues.
I call that Norwegian.
There were other issues there. But
I call that a Norwegian issue.
Could be. Yeah. Yeah. You wouldn't have that problem.
Norwegian passive aggressive.
Yeah. I'd have the meter going.
Oh, gosh. Did he get one of your other son's flags? To have, no, oh, you I don't want to go down that path.
Nah, we probably won't, but those will be available soon on Etsy, I believe. So
oh, good.
It's actually a really, really cool little Christmas gift.
Well, good. Well, I'm curious. I mean, if we have any listeners who are in the WeWork space and they have different input about what they're, whether it's good or bad, because I'm really curious. I mean, as I start looking at commercial space for me, I am looking more and more at the design. Because here's the thing, mobility in the workplace is so important, and being able to cluster and then break apart again as needed.
Of course.
Because that was the most interesting piece, was how do you design and create a workspace? Because if you're a commercial client and you're trying to get a space and you're trying to get tenant improvements, you've got to really seriously think about how you're going to use the space. But the reality truly breaks down to, though, how will your employees really use the space? Because we oftentimes think that we know, and then people surprise us.
Absolutely. Well, hold that thought. When we come back, we have more Open House with Team Reba. We can talk about real estate. So stay tuned. Call us if you got questions. 866-712-1300. See you in a few minutes.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.
R&H Inspections presents Words You Will Never Say.
You know, I think our basement could use a fresh coat of raw sewage.
Words this mind-numbingly daft will never part your lips, because nothing's going to ruin your day, your week, or your home quite like a basement full of soup. If you're freakishly lucky enough to part with a mere $10,000 mopping up after this disaster, you'll be flipping somersaults. But if you jump on rhhomeinspection.com right now, you could certify that this kind of nightmare never pays you a house call. Because R&H believes in defusing your home's hidden time bombs before they explode into disaster. That's why they've got a 24-hour turnaround on your inspection report. Check out a sample at rhhomeinspection.com. Plus, get a $50 discount when scheduling both a home and sewer inspection. Whether buying, selling, or you just suspect signs of trouble, don't wait. Visit rhhomeinspection.com and never say
hello
to home ownership nightmares.